kilometers. And so I don't know why we're talking about multiple launch rockets, and these are homemade weapons. And it seems very clear to most observers, as I say, even to the UN team that did the final report, the UN, because of whatever rules they have, wasn't able to say that who fired what. They could just say they just could describe the weapons and never make a judgment. But I can tell you, I quote somebody from inside that investigation unit, who was very clear that the weapons were fired, were homemade, were not Syrian army. This is asked and answered. These are arguments that go on. This is, I assume it's a blog. I don't know the blog, but
and,
this has been
and
going.
And Turkey's interest, if it were the case, in pushing the red line and supporting an attack that would be attributed to Assad, their interest in getting the U.S. to attack Syria?
Oh, my God. Totally of great interest, because Erdogan has put the prime minister of Turkey has put an enormous amount of effort and funds and others, and including his intelligence service at in the disposal. In the he and Bashar are like, you know, at loggerheads. He wants to see him go, and he's been on the attack constantly, supporting the most radical factions there, and also I must say he's also supporting the secular factions, the people who seriously want to overthrow Bashar and don't want to see a jihadist regime. They just want to see a government that's not controlled by one family, you know. And